Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We should be doing daylight savings revolving around the golf season. If the weather starts getting nicer, we should actually move it the other way so that it, like, you know, right now it's 8:21. It's actually 6:21.
You want it dark until 11 a.m.
Yes. Golf comes up at 11.
What if people want to golf in the morning?
But don't you work?
Maybe they work at night.
Okay. Different clocks for everybody.
To rescue us from you making my brain hurt about what time it is.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, Operation. Hold on. I got to go into the YouTube chat and make three comments immediately to try and get the crown. Is already somebody out of the crown? Oh, man, this is never going to work.
Oh, is the tiebreaker who gets first?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how these crowns, if you're in the chat, how that works. Maybe it's not working. I can't even get to the website.
I think you've lost them already.
It's right. Right. It's kind of like trying to buy tickets online. It's over.
I think you got to.
They're gone.
Oh, yeah.
They're gone. I'll never get the crown today.
You got to be in there in the first 10 seconds or you don't have a shot.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, hey, everybody. Welcome. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. And you can whatever, say hi.
Unless
anywhere you are.
We cheat and have Owen restart the stream, and then you get in there on the dot. But that wouldn't be fair to everybody,
would it?
There's only two comments in there so far.
So if anyone's just wondering, like, what are you talking about? You can watch us on YouTube. You can stream us there. You can like and subscribe to WGR 550's page. They just started a brand new feature where commenting during the show, they crown to the top three commenters, and there's a little purple crown that goes next to your name. And yesterday I got a taste of that number three spot. I was on the podium, and I woke up today thinking, I'm going to get back on that podium, man. That's the competitive spirit in me, Joe. That's how it works. You know, I want to make sure I can be the best I can be. And as an internet commenter, we all live dreams. And my dream is to get the number one
the number one purple crown in our own YouTube chat. Yes. Well, Flap has taken it over. So
you're in there and you already have number three?
I already have number three.
Oh, this is terrible. Yeah. I already got jumped. This is terrible. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's going to be 80 today. Joe and I are both wearing blue rope hats.
Yes, we are.
Not coordinated.
They're not the same rope hats.
No, not coordinated. We're both wearing blue rope hats with white ropes, golf hats, to start this Tuesday morning. Bill's back at OTAs, and we'll have some media from the Bills today. We'll talk with Sal about it tomorrow, figuring, like, give him time to, you know, actually check in on today's OTAs and talk with him tomorrow. Coming up on the show, 8:30, former Sabre Jean-Luc Grandpierre, who has been in Columbus for quite some time. We'll talk to him about Jarmo Kekäläinen, how he's remembered in Columbus as the former GM there for quite some time. 9 o'clock, Alex Barth of 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston, on the Diggs drama. And
which did calm down a little bit yesterday.
Not only did it calm down, it swung all the way the other way. I've seen videos of him working with young receivers. Footwork drills.
Yes.
And working with the receiver coach and looking, by the way, fully healthy. So any sort of Will he be ready? I mean, he's out there running routes like he's good. He's done, which kind of maybe ends one of the conversations about could he have been there or should he have been there because he's unhealthy. I don't know. I'd imagine there's a lot of people think, why are we talking about this guy again? But yesterday's update was indeed like, he's back. They're not going to cut him. Everything's fine.
Well, have you seen the sentiment is that he wouldn't be back till like week four for the Patriots? I had seen that out there.
I don't buy that. I'm watching him run routes without a brace.
That's what I don't want to be Twitter doctor, watch a video and evaluate him off that, but
he just looks like a receiver.
He's running clean routes without a brace. Yeah. And it's the season does not start in 2 weeks. It's June 3rd. Mm. He has 3 months still until then. Not that this matters for the Bills anyway, because the Bills, well, I guess the Bills do play them in what, week five this season? So you might have thought that it could run up against that. It could be close. That game is in Buffalo, so you could have a pretty big atmosphere because of loud boos. But I think he's probably going to make it to that game pretty easily, even though the reporting is that it's maybe going to be close to it. Yeah. But it certainly has calmed down, I think, the boat stuff and everything in the last week. He's not getting cut.
Yeah, not getting cut. Which led me to question, did I fall for it? I rarely fall for it. Did I fall for it yesterday?
The dig stuff?
Yeah, did I fall for it? I like to tell you in these instances, you don't have to care about this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I often don't care about that stuff. And here it was, you know, like, oh, guy's on a boat. It's peak June, May, June content. And it took me back to, if we go way back in time, to great moments in Bill's offseason/OTA's history. One of the great moments and maybe most memorable moments is Rex Ryan saying the Bills won the offseason.
Yeah.
Which,
yep.
Do you remember it well? Wasn't it just because nothing bad happened? He didn't mean roster signings. He meant everybody's here and nobody got arrested. That's what that meant was we had a good offseason, we had good practices, everybody was prepared, and there's no distractions other than him maybe in like a fighter jet or something.
Or he had a dog biscuit, or he's wearing a Clemson helmet.
But
or
I'm pretty sure winning,
he did some stuff.
I'm pretty sure winning the offseason only meant nothing stupid happened.
Uh-huh. They didn't. That's not a year where they signed. Well, it definitely wasn't the Mario Williams year, right? Because you could have said that, right? After the Mario Williams summer, like you could have said, "Oh, we won the offseason," and someone might have listened to you. Really, they didn't do. Is that the offseason they trade for LeSean McCoy?
It's June 16th of 2016. Let me pull up why he says they won this.
Okay.
He's talking about camp. There have been a lot of teams when he asked if he thought the Bills have won the offseason. I do. We're on vacation. Nobody's going to read it anyway. Ryan said he would give Tyrod Taylor an A-plus for his performance in OTAs and minicamp. And we do things where you get points for how you perform in the weight room and all that. It wasn't even close from this season compared to last. We had a good offseason last year, but not like this. It's so much different. We competed so well. Even those little things, the challenges we have, I just feel great about it. Okay. I guess it was not. I guess it was... It was that.
So they didn't actually, though, make any like major moves is why he said that?
He said it because everybody seemed committed. Really, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Any coach could say it now. Just say, like, I feel like we won. We had a great OTAs.
And how did that end up working out? Wasn't he fired by the end of the year?
Yes, he didn't make it out of the second season.
So there you go.
Won the offseason.
Didn't go great, I would say.
Well, anyway, the Bills. How are the Bills doing? Have they won the offseason?
Listen, in Rex's logic of, well, nobody got in trouble, nobody got arrested, not that any Bill got arrested this summer.
They did find themselves in a little bit of league trouble.
Yeah, they've signed three defensive linemen. They signed three defensive linemen in free agency. Joey Bosa, Larry Ogunjobi, and Michael Hoyt. Two are suspended, one's injured.
Hurt. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
So
that's not winning the offseason.
No, that's not great.
You can still win the season, but that's not winning the offseason.
The good news is none of them at this point in time appear to be in any danger of being out past week six. You know, unless Bosa's going to be ready by the start of training camp, it sounds like. We'll see if Bobby Babbage gives more details about that later today. He'll speak before OTAs. As long as it's not a long-term injury, long-term, like, as I mean, into the season, for Bosa, and we know these suspensions are going to end by week 6. It's not really that bad. You know, I wouldn't crush the Bills for anything that they've done or haven't done this offseason. I think they've had a nice offseason. I was listening to the Check the Mic podcast with Sam Monson and Steve Palazzolo yesterday. They had him ranked as the number 2 roster in football.
Interesting.
Number 2 and number 4. They had their own rankings.
Okay, I was going to say.
Steve had him number 2, and I think Sam had him number 4.
Sam had him 4 because I was looking at Sam's rankings. It was behind the Ravens, the Eagles, and the Lions, maybe? Okay, yeah.
I think they both had the Lions higher.
Yeah, because they were second in the AFC. That's what I was looking at, second in the AFC.
Although they just lost their best offensive lineman, so I don't know if that would dip them down a little bit.
Yes, they did. The Lions did. Frank Ragnow retired, which didn't come as a surprise because they drafted a guy that could play that position as a rookie. We'll see.
Yeah, but like a year ago, their roster wouldn't have been anywhere near that high on any ranking anywhere, right?
That's right.
And now, maybe you wouldn't say that they're that high now because of just what they've done this offseason. It also is Benford is a more established player around the league than he was a year ago, especially after getting paid. And Bernard maybe and some other internal guys. Spencer Brown is a big one for me in this category.
Shakir is better known than a year ago.
So it might be more about the internal guys, but you know, like when I was listening to Steve make his case for it, it's like I think they are 3 deep at every position on the defensive line.
Yeah.
And like that was a big reason why he had him there. It's like that I thought that was a weakness for them last year, and now I think they're one of the deepest teams in the league in the defensive line. So number 2. And that's this offseason, right? The whole that's this offseason is adding at that position. So I think they've done fine this offseason.
Yeah.
Despite the fact they've had 2 guys suspended.
Fine. Good depth. And depth is nice to have. Depth, not necessarily, your third string guy is good, but you've got at defensive end, are they a little bit of, if we may borrow from the very often used thing for the receivers, aren't they? Everybody eats at defensive end to a degree.
Yeah.
They've signed guys.
Definitely.
Who
could lead them in sacks? How many players could lead them in sacks?
2.
Nah. That's it? I was going to say, 5 could lead them in sacks.
Who are the 5? Are you getting
Rousseau, Bosa, Ed Oliver?
Those were my 2. Ed Oliver, I would consider it.
I would consider it's possible. Maybe it's, you're right. Because I wouldn't say like...
If you were about to throw Epenesa at
No.
I was going to say, he's been traded 100 times by Bills fans this offseason.
No, I wouldn't say Epenesa. I wouldn't say Michael Hoyt. Right? I wouldn't say like Larry Ogunjobi.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say either of the rookies.
Right. It's possible.
All right. I might go to 3.
All right, I might go to three.
I guess you're right, though. It's not as many as I thought in my mind that could be.
But it looks like a decent group, maybe without any sort of single game, single guy wrecking ball, but it looks pretty good. So that makes sense to me that they'd be ranked as one of the top rosters. Where would – this is one that is always tougher. Where would they rank without quarterback? Because those teams, you know, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Detroit all being in front of the Bills. I mean, the Bills definitely have a better quarterback than probably all 3 and easily 2 of the 3. Better than Hurts, better than Goff, not even close.
And then him and Lamar close enough.
Right.
Where pick your guy. Without quarterback, I mean...
You might put him as a top 10 roster, probably not 4th.
Yeah, like...
I mean, Allen does some work to lift them up. It's how it's supposed to work.
For sure. Like, what... Part of how... isn't always the greatest way to play this game, but whenever I get a question like that, I like to play... Put a replacement-level quarterback under center for a year, and what's their record?
What's a replacement-level quarterback? Give me a name.
An average, an average starter in the league.
Kirk Cousins is probably not anymore. He's probably better than average, he was.
He's kind of ruined this because he was the perfect name for 10 years, and now he's kind of shot.
How about...
Who's new Kirk Cousins?
Sam Darnold?
Sure. Put Sam Darnold on the Bills. He's got to start the whole year.
How many games they win?
They win...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They win nine games. Nine games is the number that just spit out.
All right.
They're pretty good everywhere. I don't see, you know, maybe this year there'll be even another step for a couple of these guys where they've got a lot of good players and they don't have a lot of all-pro players or Pro Bowl players or top 100 players, and maybe there's somebody or two, three guys that will be that by the end of the year. But right now, they still lack a little bit of that star power, so if you take my one big star away, I've got what I have then I think is a very complete, full roster without many holes and a bunch of good players. If you put a replacement level quarterback, I think you're still probably a playoff team. 9-10 wins. I think you're right on the fringe of being a playoff team.
Okay.
Without your MVP quarterback. Is that giving them too much credit though?
I don't know. It's tough to figure that out. It's always tough to figure that out, what they would do if it wasn't Allen. And you didn't have to go all the way down to either Trubisky or Mike White, but you just had a guy. You just had a guy. If you had Michael Penix, we don't know enough about Michael Penix, maybe. If you had
I got to figure out who new Kirk Cousins is. Kyler Murray's good.
Kyler Murray. He's never won a bunch of games in his career. Maybe he's not.
Are you better around your quarterback than the Arizona Cardinals are? I think I'd want to say yes. They are better at building their team, and they have built a better team than a team like Arizona has done. But to be fair, you know, like, who are they in competition with? They are probably on par. I mean, you just listed off the teams that those guys had higher, Detroit and Baltimore, and, you know, no one listed Kansas City or Cincinnati up there. And listen, that's meaningful, right? Like, the two teams the Bills have lost to in the playoffs, I would think right now going into the season, like, I like their rosters. I like the Bills' roster around their quarterback more than I like those two teams. Certainly more than Cincinnati. Maybe you could debate it on Kansas City, but I would say I like the Bills' roster a little bit better right now. Maybe Baltimore is higher because Baltimore is like the Bills. Baltimore's got no holes. But the difference is they have a couple of stars around the roster.
Names that are known.
Kyle Hamilton and Derrick Henry. And
that's the whole, you know, for the Bills is that some of these stars, these future stars kind of start to pop, whether that's, you know, Cole Bishop or if it's Max Hairston or if it's Michael Hoyt. You know, that Michael Hoyt would be, I keep going back to him as the signing of the offseason that is the most interesting to me just because it was quick. They identified him. They snagged him. They gave him term. Kind of a little bit like the Curtis Samuel signing. It's a middle contract for a position that's important, and the commitment says, like, interesting, you must like this player enough. Palmer got that too, like Josh Palmer getting 3 years. So Hoyt's that on the defense, and we'll see if Sean McDermott, Bobby Babich have answers and have whatever, ways to use him that can bring out the most. He's been the guy I've been the most intrigued by since they signed him.
He, though, is not the thing for me that's still the most curious is, does anybody have it in them to become a superstar? You know, because even just a star. Star at your position, you're getting all pro votes. Because I'm very curious about Michael Hoyt for that, but I don't, or if not for that, for what he can do for the defense. But I'm not interested in him for that type of ascension.
You're thinking about that Bosa's on the list because he's been that good when healthy?
I guess, because other than him, I'm only, I think, at guys that they've already had on the team. And don't you kind of feel like you kind of know how good everybody else is? Like, not to say these guys aren't good. They are. Don't you kind of know how good Terrell Bernard is?
Yeah.
Don't you kind of know how good Christian Benford is? What about Rousseau? Don't we kind of, Ed Oliver?
Yeah.
You know, we kind of know how Deion Dawkins is the one where maybe he is elite, and it's just the recognition that's got to catch up to the skill. So he's a little different for this, but almost everybody else, I would say, you know, I like the player. I don't think he's going to stun me this year and become, you know, all pro. I don't see that on their roster internally, other than the guy I'll keep mentioning for this is Spencer Brown. I think Spencer Brown is the one that, like, I wouldn't be stunned if within 2 years he's getting all pro votes.
I don't see Spencer Brown listed on the odds for the inaugural Protector of the Year award. Dawkins is listed.
Give me some long shot odds.
Dawkins is listed. You know who the favorite is?
I feel like it should be Dawkins because he invented the
award.
It's
not.
Get like a builder's bonus.
There are about 15 names in front of Dawkins.
15?
Yep.
For Protector of the Year?
Yep.
Who's the favorite? The favorite is... who's the... Trent Williams.
He's second.
Okay. He's holding out again.
Yeah, he's second.
A tradition like no other. Every year, Trent Williams is holding out of minicamp. Who's first? Lane Johnson.
He's fourth. This is fun. This is name some offensive linemen.
I know. This is like just pulling any lineman name. Like not Ronnie Stanley, right? He's not that good anymore.
No.
Okay. I can't be tapped out on three offensive linemen already.
I mean, this is one you should get. Sewell in Detroit.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, 803-0550. Plenty to get to today. I've got a idea for how we're going to talk about the Sabres. We've got a new whale on the radar.
Yep.
We want to talk about Jason Robertson.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
It's very fun and somewhat twisted to talk about a player and think like, that guy doesn't have any trade protection.
Yes. It was the first thing I went to go look at.
I want to get to it later, but it really is. It feels like we should force him to come here.
Can we capture this guy?
This is every trade idea is a caper.
Right. Right.
Hey, that guy doesn't have insurance against coming here.
Yeah.
Go tell his team to give him to us.
Yeah.
And there's some chatter on Peter DeBoer in Dallas losing his job as well. So plenty to get to. And if you want to, you know, tie in that Bills question we had, where would you rank their roster in the NFL with and then without Allen, if you want that? Steve in Niagara Falls to open things up this morning. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. And again, one of the things I always thank you guys for is keeping us engaged with the Bills all year round when the season's not going on. So it's very, very thankful. Helps me get through the workday. Regarding the Josh Allen not being on the Bills or, you know, with what they would be without a year without Josh Allen, what their record would be with, say, Sam Darnold or a serviceable quarterback, all I could think about was the drought Bills. You know, that's probably where they would be. They always had pretty good defenses and decent weapons. I mean, on offense, I think back to Eric Mould, I think back to Peerless Price, to Lee Evans, to some of the receivers we've seen come through here. And I think about, what would some of those drought team Bills records be with Josh Allen?
Yeah.
And that might be something we've talked about before in the past, but I do try to think of, like, how good Eric Bowles would have been if he had Josh Allen throwing to him. Like, he was already one of my favorite receivers to ever play for them. And I just imagine how much better he would have been if he had a QB like Josh Allen. So that takes into account. Same thing with Elijah Moore. Like, what's he going to be with Josh Allen now? So a lot of ways you can go with it, but I was just really thinking, like, certain teams back in the drought era, How good would they have been with Josh Allen under center?
Mm-hmm.
That's really all I got. I just want to hear your thoughts on it, guys. Thanks.
Steven, before you hang up, I want to get your thought, because as you lay this out, yeah, I start typing out a question on Twitter that it might make people mad, but I'll ask it. Would Josh Allen have led any of the drought year Bills to the AFC Championship game?
I think about the years with, and one of the guys I always go back to is the linebacking core we had with London Fletcher and Steel Spikes.
Spikes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think Nate Clemens was on that team in Winfield. And I do think that with Josh Allen under center, I think he could have pulled off a Super Bowl with some of those defenses we had. And that's just my personal opinion. But I think that they were good enough they just needed that guy under center. And that's really how I feel about it.
Thanks, Steve. I mean, they won nine games a bunch of times, right? Or no, sorry, seven games. They're 7-9 three straight years with Giron.
They did win nine twice, though, right?
That's
2004,
right.
And then
once with Marrone when they got that cheesy win in New England. But
I think that's the team my mind went to immediately when he asked this question. And then when you even went to AFC Championship.
Yeah, because it's easy. Would they have made a playoff appearance? Of course.
Yeah, they might have made the playoffs more times than they didn't.
Yeah, if Allen's their quarterback,
they probably would
for the 17 years of the drought, they make the playoffs
12.
Okay, fair.
12 times.
Without scientifically thinking about it, I was going to throw out 11.
Yeah,
I think of the cold front defense with Mario and Darius. And,
who were both first-team All-Pro that year.
Yes, I mean, they had a defense that led the league in sacks.
They were an unreal defensive line. That team also is like Watkins and Robert Woods on offense, right? Which is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
That's the 9-7 Orton team.
What does Allen do with Fred and CJ? What does Allen do with Lee Evans?
Well, Fred and CJ might still be on that team, too, talking about.
What does Allen do with, I mean, you want to go all the way back to the Bledsoe years, like
Evans
Molds and Price.
Sure.
He
definitely somewhere makes an AFC Championship.
See, it's
definitely.
It's funny because there's an unintentional thing you have to do in this poll. Would Josh Allen have led any of the drought year teams to the AFC Championship game? You have to say, "Oh, I think Josh Allen is so darn good, he could have done it with almost any team." But I also don't want to insult these teams.
Right, right.
So, but sure. But what do you think the votes are in right so far? There's 17 votes. What are we trending?
That's funny. 17 votes.
17 votes in.
83% say yes.
89% yes.
Yeah, I think you're also giving people. What would you, how'd you phrase it? One AFC, would they have made an AFC?
Would they have led any of those teams?
Yeah. It's a long period of time.
It is a long period of time.
It's a lot of opportunities.
It's 17 years for 17.
A couple of those rosters are pretty good. With bad quarterbacks. I mean, they did not have a good roster more often than they didn't. For as bad as they were a quarterback for 17 years, how many times did they have a good roster around the quarterback?
I thought there were multiple times they could go toe-to-toe with New England 52 men. But 53 was such a
gap.
Unbelievable gap.
Yeah.
That you could never. And coaching was a big deal, too. Like, you know, the Bills did not exactly have the best coaches through that. All right, 803-0550. You want to try that on? Would Allen have led any of the drought Bills to an AFC Championship game? I'm not going Super Bowl because that's farther than these versions have been. Would they have gotten there? 17 cracks at it. Allen with all those teams instead of, you know, Kelly Holcomb. Instead of...
Yeah. I get the coach too, though, right?
Sure. You get Marrone.
I get Marrone in a big spot in 2014.
Think
how's that
of
look?
All the tush pushes Marrone would not have run so he could punt the ball.
Think of the punts with Josh Allen on the field on fourth and two against the Patriots.
Maybe he wouldn't have punted all that much. Plenty to get to. I've got some good instant trivia for you this morning. Joe's got trivia as well. We both prepared our own trivia. Yeah, it's going to be 80 today.
Yes.
Welcome summer.
Shorts report.
Shorts.
I went very thin pants just until we get out of here, and then I'm going to go shorts later.
I wish we had an AI program that could capture the number of times you've told us that your pants are thin.
Oh, yeah, they're thin.
Feel like you're all.
You know,
often,
when I say pants, I want people to know I'm not wearing
denim
jeans.
You're often saying very thin pants.
Yeah, that's probably right. A lot of the pants I own are like, it feels like you're wearing shorts.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. You could just wear shorts.
True. Tomorrow I'll wear shorts. Tomorrow it's going to get even hotter, I think. So I'll commit to shorts tomorrow. Not that anybody can see them.
Committing to shorts ahead of time.
Yeah.
Joe has signed a one-day contract with shorts.
Yes.
Who will appear tomorrow. 803-0550. Some Sabres to get to today, but we'll start there. Would Allen have led a Bills drought team to an AFC Championship game? Is it peak June content? Yeah. But that's what we're here for, and if you're listening, that's what you're here for too, possibly. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.